Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 26th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pehei. Masecht Bab Metzia, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Beis. Hamakabel Sodom Mechavera, one who takes over a field from his friend under a sharecropping arrangement or a fixed lease. Vehi Beis Ashlochin, it happens to be a field that requires irrigation. There's not enough rain. The rain is not enough for it, and it needs irrigation. And there actually is a spring that irrigates it. Or by Ceylon, or he takes a field that has trees in it, and because of that, the person who took charge of this field was intending to eat from the fruits, and that's what he expected to happen, but. Yovesh Amayan. Unfortunately, he finds that the spring has dried up. In the case of the Beis HaShlochin, the field that relied upon the irrigation. V'nik tzatzo ilon. Or, in the case of the field with trees, he finds that the trees were cut down. Einoi menakalo min chachore. The mekabel, the person who's taken the field, taken charge of the field, cannot ask for a deduction from the lease or from the amount that they agreed to pay, either as a proportion or as a chakira or as a fixed amount. And that's because he didn't specify that he's taking on this field because of the spring or because of the trees. He might have thought that. But thinking is not the same as expressing it, as actually putting that down in conditions or saying that. He didn't say that he's paying extra rent because of the trees or because of the spring. However, im omaloi, if the mekabel said to the owner of the field, chakoyli, sode beis ashlochin ze, he said to him, I want you, please, can you lease to me this field that has irrigation, that has the Beis HaShlochin in it. He said, please, can you lease to me this field that has trees in it, which shows that he's clearly taking into account the contract price, the spring that's there or the trees that are there. In that case, Yovesh HaMayan V'Knikta Tzo'ilon, if the spring dried up, or in the case of this field with trees, the trees were cut down, he can ask for a deduction from the field. He's entitled to a deduction from the amount that he agreed to pay, because he's made quite clear that the price that he's paying is for the fact that it does have a spring or the fact that it does have trees in it. Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah deals with an oris, a sharecropper, who did not work the field. What are his obligations now to the owner of the field who expected to receive a proportion of it? Hamakabul Soda Mechavera, person who takes charge of a field from his friend under a sharecropping arrangement, either for 50% or a third or a quarter of the produce will go to the owner. Behavira, but instead he left it unworked, didn't plow it, didn't sow it. And of course, the owner of the field is quite upset because he was expecting to receive a certain proportion of the field, of the yield. Shomin oisa, what we do is we put an estimate as to kamara oyalasos, how much this field would be expected to produce if it was worked. Venosinlo, and this person, the mekabel, will be required to give him a half or a third or a quarter of what would have been expected to be the yield of this thing. Shekach koseblo, because this is what the sharecropper has agreed to in the written document and the sharecropping arrangement, namely, im oivir, if I will leave the field fallow, if I will not do anything to it, veloy avid, or if I will not work the field properly, ashalem b'medva, I will still be required to pay a proportion of what it would have been expected to produce had it been ploughed and sowed properly. The Mefarshim explains that even if he didn't write this, even though the Mishnah says kosevlo, even if he didn't write it, it's a given. It's as if he wrote that, because it's like a tanai based in. It's like an imposed condition by the courts. Now, this mission, of course, is talking about a sharecropping arrangement only in Arisus. This will not, there's not the case of Chakirus, where he has to pay a fixed amount of wheat or barley or whatever it is. There's no, it's not relevant to say, estimate how much it would have been produced, because the choker, the one who takes the fixed lease, has to give the owner of the field a fixed amount regardless. So he'd have to pay that anyway. There's no difference between if he worked the field or he didn't work the field. He has to give that fixed amount either way.